The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
Okay, so, what do we got to talk about this week?
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Frame.
That's a good start.
How do you do it again? Welcome to the Keepers of the Frame. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the... Oh, I don't fucking know.
That makes two of us, because I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
I totally forgot to prepare for the opening. With me, as always, is the,
something spooky,
the something spooky to my something spooky, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey!
How's it going, man?
All right. Except for I had no idea what any part of that, what you were talking about.
Especially
right. With the little slight delay, like, it, like, cuts out. I was like, I have no idea what's happening.
That's all right. Neither did I. A little note before.
I'm sorry, no, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to just play along, but I was like, I have no idea what is going on.
A little.
I heard my name, I think. I was like, oh, Chris.
A little note before we get started. We had said last week that we were going to continue with the Dead trilogy. With Day of the Dead, but there's been a little change of plans, and we decided this week we're going to review Halloween Kills. Because, you know,
beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Evil dies tonight. Anyway, so if you were.
Oh, you know what's weird? What? Real quick, I guess there's like a Day of the Dead series that just started or something.
Say what? What you talking like about, Willis?
There's like different Day of the Dead movies that are offshoots that have nothing to do with actual Day of the Dead.
Oh, like, okay.
At least canonically, but
right.
They made their own things. But then I just saw they have like a Day of the Dead series that just started on, I don't know if it's on Sci-Fi or whatever, I don't know. But I was like, there's a series? So, just to let you know, when we actually go to watch it, make sure it's the old one, because there's all right. Kinds of Day of the Dead things.
Right. Okay, well, that'll be fun. I'll just have to double check.
Just look for the 80s.
Yeah. Anyway, if you were excited to listen to our review of Day of the Dead, and I know that you were.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Don't worry, we are still going to get to it, but we discovered that we could watch, we had access to Halloween Kills. I almost said Halloween Kids.
Halloween Kids.
Halloween Kids. We had access to Halloween Kills through Peacock, so we decided to watch and review that. And, you know, stay tuned, we'll get to it. But first, there's some, kinds of stuff going on. DC had their fandom event this week, and so that means that we got a bunch of trailers. So we're gonna do something that we haven't done in quite some time. We're gonna take a trip down to the old trailer park.
No.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! So, DC fandom. What? I promise I'm not drunk. DC fandom trailers. Let's get into it. The first thing we'll talk about, it wasn't really a trailer per se, but there was a little kind of behind the scenes thing of the movie Shazam.
You just made a mockery of our whole section now.
I did?
With this. Well, you said it's not a trailer.
Yeah.
Had no idea what that said. Was that the Emperor again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fucking go with it, man.
Okay, sorry.
Well, it was sort of a trailer-ish.
Kinda. Yeah, we're all on board now. Go.
It was so... So they showed a little thing on Shazam and the, oh fuck, what is it? The Fury of the Gods or something like that?
Oh, that sounds right. That sounds, I think that was it, something like that.
So, you know, it showed some making of the movie and stuff and some of the stuff they're going to get into and stuff. A little bit about what the movie's going to be about. So even though it wasn't a full official trailer, it was still kind of cool to see that they are, you know, things are definitely coming along with the movie. Because for a while there, we didn't really hear much.
Yeah, well, I think we got the title and then we were like, that was pretty much it. But that was like a long time after.
Right.
The fact.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, that it's actually a thing is good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And, you know.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one. I thought it was pretty good. And it looks like this one will be pretty fun as well.
As Lucy Liu? I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She looks exactly the frickin' same as the last time I saw her.
I know, right?
Probably in the 90s.
Yeah, I know, right? Pretty well, maybe early 2000s for me, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kill Bill, maybe? Was that 2000s, I think? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. And also the... Charlie's Angels, which unfortunately I did watch the first one.
Yeah, wasn't that like the late 90s or I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's what I was thinking of.
Let's take
that a could have been 2000. I don't know. It's all a blur.
Yeah. Anyway, and it also has Helen Mirren, which is an interesting choice as well.
Yeah, she's always good.
Yes. And yeah, I don't know. I think it should be pretty fun. The first one was pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited overall for that. I think it'll be a good time.
Lucy Liu. Going back to the Lucy Liu.
And you just couldn't let it go, could you?
Nope. Well, you know, we don't like to leave things hanging around here. That's what she said. Kill Bill was in 2003, as was Charlie's Angels. Huh.
Oh, really? I thought that was like 1999 or some shit like that.
Nope, 2003. Kill Bill Volume 1. Volume 2 in 2004. And she just did voice work for the Star Wars Visions series that just came out, which I still got to finish watching.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
She also, she was in The Bad Batch, too. And... she wasn't. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Ming-Na Wen. But she was in Visions.
You racist fuck.
Now you're talking.
All I know is she's muy caliente. That's all I know.
Now you're talking.
All right, so.
Good to see her back.
Yeah. Something. Yes, very
cool. I'll watch.
And I like that she's one of the main villains in the movie. That's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, cool. All right.
All right. So, Shazam, excited for that. Yay. Next up, we got a little, again, not exactly a trailer, but we got a little thing on the upcoming Black Adam movie.
The fuck?
So that was a little bit about The Rock talking about the Black Adam. And there was a little bit of a couple of behind the scenes things. And they showed a minute or two of the beginning of the movie with the introduction of Black Adam.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was like, ooh, is The Rock finally going to be in a movie that I like? It's possible.
I know, right?
He might have be breaking the streak there.
I know. That'll be crazy, huh?
I mean, he seems like a cool guy. I like him. I just never liked any of his movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
There must be one that I don't hate, but I don't know. I can't think of any.
I know. I can't. And it's funny. I can't think of anybody that I like so much that I dislike their work so much.
Yeah. Like, I like him and I don't know why. I don't really have any reason to, but he seems like a good guy.
And looking at his list of movies, he was in Free Guy.
I think they mostly did well, but I was never a fan of any of them.
Yeah.
Well, Fast and Furious, those might have been good, but I just can't.
Yeah. Do it. No. Oh, I used to watch Ballers for a little while. That was okay. That was good, but then I got kind of bored with it.
Ballers, what the hell is that?
It's a show. It was a show on HBO that he did where he plays like a former NFL guy who starts up his own agency to represent athletes. And
Ballers.
Ballers, yeah. And it was okay. But like I said, I got bored with it. Not being a big sports fan, I got bored with it pretty quick.
Well, there you go. That's something you liked.
Yeah.
That's good.
He was good in that, yeah. But other than that, I'm looking at some of his other stuff and Baywatch. Yeesh.
I can't forget that was a movie.
I know, right? Moana.
I didn't see that, but
not my kind of movie. But what I saw of it, was pretty good. Oh my god, he was in Gem and the Holograms. Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah.
Oh, the jungle. San Andreas. Yeah, the Scorpion Go.
Tooth Fairy. Get Smart. He was okay in. He was good in, but he didn't really have a big role in it.
Oh, that movie disappointed me, but I only like that one part with Steve Carell with the element of surprise. Like, throws a phone.
Yeah, there's really not much. Yeah, it's so very weird. I really like him, but I really don't like his movies. But Black Adam should be...
Wrestling games, that's what I like.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you guys used to make me watch that shit, but he was good.
Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling in fucking ages. Got tired of that a long time ago.
So, yeah, I stopped whenever you stop.
I'm looking forward to the Black Adam movie. I like that they're doing a Black Adam movie. That's cool.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Not that he doesn't need his own movie, but I mean, that might be a little excessive there, but.
Right. No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's going to intersect with Shazam at some point, so...
Oh, it has to.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
One corner of the DC EU that I feel confident in.
Yeah, actually. Surprisingly.
Yeah. I didn't think that would be, like, their strong suit. Would be the Shazam. Yeah, I know, right? Fucking...
crazy. Next up, we... actually have a real trailer to talk about, and that was the trailer for The Batman, which felt pretty good about.
Yeah, it looks pretty fucking cool, I have to say.
It really does,
I must say. The only thing that I had a little issue with was maybe the Batman voice.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about that one either, but...
Like, there's that one part where he's in front of the Riddler in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And the Riddler's saying, like, I've been waiting to meet you, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Well, the way that he said, I had no idea what he fucking said. I had to like rewind it, and then I saw somewhere else that it said what he said. I was like, oh, what have you done? And I was like, I didn't get that at all.
I totally didn't get that either. And so I didn't know that's what he said until you just said it now. I'm like, oh, okay.
But it didn't really sound intimidating. I was just like, oh, that's cute.
What are you doing?
What have you done?
Well, I did get with the little Batman.
Like, oh. The part that really trips me the fuck out is the Colin Farrell, man. I'm like, I don't see him at all in that. And it,
I know.
Blows my mind.
Totally blows my mind.
He doesn't look like him. He doesn't sound like him. He's just, like, if you didn't tell me he was in the movie, I wouldn't even register.
Not at all.
And that's fucking crazy. Because usually you can see it, you know, or some level. Right. You're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, it's just Colin Farrell with some makeup on. Nope. It's like fucking crazy. Almost.
Yeah, like he's totally in that role. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Almost a little scary.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, I've never, like, at least that I can think of, I've never seen anybody, especially a well-known person like that, get in a role and you're just, they're totally gone.
Yeah.
They're totally that character. I'm like, holy shit, that's pretty good.
And
I mean, we only saw a little bit of them.
Right. But that was enough to be amazed. And I gotta say, shut up. I gotta say, I'm kind of warming up to the Batmobile.
Yeah, like, well, it's supposed to be like year two, so I'm like,
right,
okay,
yeah,
I can get that it's still evolving, you know.
Right.
But it's a pretty fucking sweet car, though. I mean,
yeah.
But it's just very basic for the most part, you know what I
mean? Yeah, like
it just,
right, exactly.
He's got all these gadgets and all this whole suit that he's like, you know, just gets into a car, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
Level. Yeah, totally.
It's like the old cereals. Have you ever seen any of those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Batman and Robin, and then they get into like a like a Ford Coupe or something and just like go after people. You're like, oh, this is his car. Like, I guess it'd be kind of easy to figure out who he was because you just have to trace the license plate.
Yeah, no like, shit, right?
Because he's using his normal car, I think. That's like if I went to go fight crime in my Hyundai, it would just be like, be able to figure it out. It's just weird. It's a weird thing.
Hey, look, that guy drives the same Hyundai as Batman. Weird, huh? Hyundai.
I think the thing that would really give it away is the pink lemonade stand that's stained. That's been in my car since you fucking dropped your fucking drink all over my fucking car. Remember that?
Nope.
I had the car for maybe a month. So I don't know. We went to the fucking KFC. You got the big drink and it just exploded and I can't get that shit out. So thanks for that. You just that's definitely a sign they'll be able to figure out, trace my car. For the pink lemonade stain on this door. You ass.
Anyway, moving on. The Batman trailer does it looks pretty. It actually got me excited for the movie, I must say.
It's weird. I saw a picture of the Riddler, like, before I saw the trailer, and he was, like, in a red light, and he had, like, a mask on, like, a hood or something.
Mm.
Did you see that?
No.
Like, you couldn't see it that well, but I was looking at him, like, he looked like a cross between C-3PO and, what's his name, Grig from Last Starfighter?
Oh, yeah.
Like me?
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't. It just totally fucked me up. Because I'm like, those are two things I would never equate with the Riddler at all. But
oh man!
But the guy playing the Riddler is good. So
yeah. All right. I'm excited. I am too. Now let's talk about something we're less excited about, but still has something interesting in it. And that is the trailer for The Flash. Now, I think listeners of the show will know our feelings about The Flash. Don't like Ezra Miller as The Flash. Not happy, not thrilled about the movie. However, there is one cool thing, and we even got a little snippet of it. And that is, would you care to tell the people what that is?
Oh, man, Batman. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Well,
he was doing the voiceover, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the trip. And right. Then you quickly see the back of his cowl there.
Like, yes. And it looks like there might be something with him joining the Flash for something.
Yeah.
Could be pretty interesting.
But I was like, how could they ruin Michael Keaton Batman coming back? They might have found a way.
Yeah.
There's two Flashes.
Yeah.
Two Flashes. They're both two versions of him, it looks like. I'm like, there's two Ezra Millers. Two Ezra Miller.
Much.
Yeah. I was like, I can't. They saw a picture with Supergirl and two Flashes, and I was like, I don't know. No, there's two of them.
Ooh, and maybe more.
I was trying to do a Phantom Menace thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Gotcha. Sorry.
They'll not match my Joy Digger.
Maybe they went into the ventilation shaft.
They went into the...
anyway, so I have mixed feelings. Like, I'm really not excited about the movie, but I am excited about the Michael Keaton Batman part, and maybe it'll be more than just a quick cameo.
I hope that comes to TV so I can fast forward the Ezra Miller parts.
Yes, like, indeed.
I'm going to use the Speed Force right by your ass and zip! Flashing right by your ass. It would feel right. You're like, I'm just going to...
Oh, totally. Right. Yeah. I just dislike the Ezra Miller Flash so much.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Oh, sir, I don't like him.
I mean, I know nothing about the actor other than he choked a bitch. And
I know, right?
Whatever the fuck that was, I don't even know what the hell happened with that.
I don't even remember exactly.
So I don't even know if that was completely real or whatever the fuck happened there, but that's kind of fucked up.
Right.
I think he was in something that I saw that I liked that I didn't realize. I didn't know him at the time who he was, but but putting all of that aside, just the Flash thing, I don't technically have anything against Ezra Miller. I don't know anything about him, but other than he choked a bitch, which is kind of fucked up. So,
but I don't like
what I do know. I don't like, but
I don't like his portrayal of the Flash, of Barry Allen.
No, it's very bad.
Yes,
a lot of people seem to like it. I'm like, that's cool. I'm glad, because that means it wasn't annoying to you, and I wish I had that, but I didn't.
I know, right? Well, that's like the Venom movies, you know, what the hell is it? Let There Be Carnage just came out. And it's funny, the people that whose taste in movies are most like mine, they hated the movie. And the people that like the movie are like, I don't think we like the same movies.
Well, I think also it's making people in retrospect realize that the first one was more shit than they realized.
Maybe.
Which I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And look what happened. You all went to fucking see it. And then they made another one. And now they think they can do a whole universe thing. And it's going to be awful.
Yep.
It's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you guys rewarded their bullshit with your money.
Exactly. So now they think they're on to something. So.
Yeah.
Way to go.
But I also wanted to, like, did people just do it out of, like, hate for Disney, too?
Maybe.
Just trying to make sure they went to go see it just so they could try to stick it to Disney.
Yeah, I could probably see that happening.
Yeah, like, that doesn't sound that far-fetched to me, even though it's stupid and crazy sounding, but the shit I've seen online. I don't know. I could believe it.
I know. I know. That's just sad. That makes me sad.
It is sad. And what's going to be more sad is, I guess I saw something that Tom Holland was talking about. This is the end of the trilogy.
Yeah.
And if the characters do come back, it will be different people.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, like, he made it sound like that's the end there.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes into the Sony, I mean, this is, no.
They're going to ruin it.
It's going to be bad.
They're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
You got to find that sound clip.
Yeah. No shit. Huh? I'm going to work on that. Why?
It's Kerrigan.
It's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, but we know that it's been a long time ago and everybody's okay. And
right. Sure.
So it makes it better.
Yes. Sure. Okay. So moving on. Next up, we had a trailer for the upcoming Peacemaker series. And I don't know. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I think it might be pretty good.
I like that he has a fucking eagle with him.
Yeah. That kills me.
That's pretty funny. Like, it was hanging out the window of his car and shit. And then at the end of like, he's like, oh, it hooked me.
That was good.
That's just pretty funny.
That is. I hope we get plenty of the eagle, because that was great.
Yeah, and it still had like a James Gunn kind of feel to it. Right. I don't know if he's writing it or he's might write some of it, and you know, whatever.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, it definitely still feels very much like James Gunn.
Yeah, it's weird. I was kind of like, oh, whatever. But
right.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I'm really looking forward to that one.
The fucking butt baby.
That killed me. I was laughing my ass off at that.
When the hell does that come out?
I have no idea. Not until 2022.
That's the thing. I have like no idea when any of this is coming out.
I know, me.
That's
either.
The only thing I. Well, I know like Shazam is 2023.
Right.
That's the only one I really remember.
Oh man. Yeah. So the Butt Baby series looks like it's gonna be surprisingly good. So. Next up, let's move on to some video games, because we had a couple cool video game trailers. And the first one we'll talk about is the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League trailer. I gotta say, I'm all in on this game. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. The only really hesitant thing about it for me is it's supposed to be like a live servicey game, like the same as the Avengers game, I guess.
That kind of
sucks. That could make it suck real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could.
So I hope that they do it better, at least.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, that has all the... I don't know how to... Well, I mean, that's a lot of monetization things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it also has just the way that the whole system, like, the whole mission thing goes.
Right.
It just sucks. It's just generic, and it feels like the Avengers, like once where the word began, it was kind of okay. Like as far as it was going, like a first, you know, one player game going into the story, I was like, okay, this is all right. And then you get to a point where there's a map and there's missions and you have to like pick one. And then they're all kind of like basically the same mission.
Yeah.
In fact, the same dudes, but now there's trees, or oh, it's wintry now. It's a wintry mix. Or, oh, it's a mountain. There's a mountain, and you're fighting the same guy, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So hopefully they learn something from the Avengers and do it way
seriously.
Better.
Seriously. I hope they have.
I mean, they didn't show any gameplay, but the movie stuff, it looks good. Like the animation looked.
Yeah, the story looks awesome.
Yeah. I couldn't tell what was possessing them, though.
I couldn't either. But maybe, you know, that's supposed to still be a surprise.
Yeah, but I didn't know if, like, well, you being more versed in the comics would be like, oh, that's a fucking something.
No, I couldn't quite tell. So,
But yeah, they didn't really give us much, but I'm definitely interested to play that, though.
Yeah, but what they did give us looked pretty fucking cool. Pretty awesome.
It's you real, know when that's coming out?
Some real funny moments, too. Let's see.
I know when Gotham Knights of the year anyway, but
check it out. Ooh, what's it all about? The game is coming out in 2022.
Oh, nice.
I won't be able to play it because it's for PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC.
Ha ha!
Fatality.
I don't want to laugh because my... Well, I mean, you never know. Maybe you'll... Well, if you even want one.
I do.
Maybe you'll get one.
Maybe by then. Who knows?
Maybe Sam bring a bomb.
Maybe. Maybe.
Sina.
Next up, however, we have the trailer for the Gotham Knights game, which looks to...
See, I heard it wasn't connected to the Arkham games, but I was hoping that maybe it was. But then I saw the Penguin, and I'm like, okay, it's
completely it's different. Yeah, it's a completely different Penguin, So at least the voice, anyway.
Yeah, the whole way, the whole thing is like completely different. I'm like,
Yeah. But this game is going to focus heavily on the Court of Owls, which will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Except for there's no Batman. That's kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it's a little. It's a little, yeah.
I can't imagine. I'm sure he's going to be in there somewhere.
I'm sure.
They're going to do something with
him. Yeah. Whether or not he'll ever be playable, who knows?
I hope so.
It's funny,
but it's kind of cool that they have the whole, you know, the support team there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I still want Batman, though.
I know, right? It looks a lot like an Arkham game style wise. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember the studio. I think the studio, the Rocksteady, is making the Suicide game.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I think the team that are making this game are the team that worked on the Origins game, the Arkham, I think. I don't know.
Oh, which is the one I still haven't played.
Yeah, which is not a bad game, but it's kind of. It has some cool story stuff and a couple of new things it introduces with the detective side of it. That's kind of cool. But it's kind of like Arkham City again.
Right.
Like as far as the gameplay and everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, if Arkham City didn't come out, it would have been way better. But you just played it, so you're like, oh.
Right. Well, maybe since it's been so long since I played Arkham City, maybe I'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's bad, but. It's not as good as Arkham City, but it's very similar.
Well, Arkham City was pretty fucking good.
It was. I think I like Arkham Asylum, though.
Yeah.
More just because, somebody was talking about a Metroidvania list they made and that was in there. And I was like, I think it does play like that. And I'm like, I think that is why I like it more because I'm a sucker for that shit. I love it. Oh, yeah. Did you try Metroid Prime yet again?
Not yet.
Not again, but at all? Yeah.
Nope.
I haven't played it yet either.
I just haven't had a chance to yet. And also, I'm a little scared after what you told me about it.
I know. I'm kind of like, because people are saying it's like the hardest one. I'm like, oh.
I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't mind some challenge, but I don't want it to be like, you know.
Mm.
Oh. people are saying, like, oh, I just wanted to throw my controller. Like, oh, I don't want any of that, really.
No.
I'm way over those days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to do that anymore if I can help it.
Oh, I don't want to. So, we'll see.
But I have all the, like, all the fucking Dark Souls games. I bought, like, all of them because I want, because I love the way it looks and, like, the world and shit.
Yeah.
I want to like it. And I'm like, I haven't dived into any of them yet, but I have, like, all of them. And I'm like, I'm probably never going to play any of them. But I'm like, I'm going to do it, damn it.
I'm definitely too scared to play those.
Yeah. I tried the Neo demo when that came out.
Yeah.
And I got my ass handed to me, like, for, like, 20 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I heard those are really good, and they're like the guys that made Ninja Gaiden for the Xbox and stuff, the Team Ninja behind it.
Right.
I really love those games, and people think those are hard, so I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can do it, because I played all those and beat those.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You'll have to I'm definitely give it a try.
The games. I'm like, I don't want hard games anymore.
No, I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, I don't feel like playing the same game, like the same part for hours and hours. And
yeah,
I don't want to do that.
No, me either.
I didn't mean to hijack this whole fucking thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, right, because we were talking about the trailer for Gotham Knights, which looks pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's coming out in next year, too. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
So it's like DC's getting their shit together.
I know, right? It's awesome.
All right.
Good stuff. Well, that's it for our trailers. So,
well, wait, did you see the Super Pets trailer?
No, I did not. I missed that one.
Oh,
do tell.
I did. Well, it doesn't. Well, this is literally what happens. Well, you got Dwayne Johnson as Crypto,
yeah,
and Kevin Hart as Ace,
right?
So Dwayne Johnson flies into, it says DC Comics or whatever, Super Pet. And he's just like, oh, that's me. And then Kevin Hart is pushing in the S and he's like, you know, it's Super Pets, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like, whoever team with one person or whatever. But then they show, this is the weirdest thing, they just show a clip of, like, some animals in a park and Crypto's there. And they show Ace, and all you hear is, like, water. And the whole clip is Ace pissing on a wall and staring at Crypto. And Crypto goes, how much did you drink? I was like, that's the whole trailer. Then they cut to the other animals just staring like, whoa.
What the fuck?
So that pretty much told me everything I need to know about the fucking that movie.
I know, right?
They're obsessed with kids' movies with animals shitting or pissing or farting. I don't know what it is. I mean, kids like that shit, I guess, but I mean, it's just like, oh.
How did the animation style look?
Well, I mean, it looked okay. I mean, it looked like, you know, a variation of things we've seen before. You know?
Right.
Like, it kind of fits in with all the current, you know, CG animation stuff.
Right.
But I'm like, the whole clip is him pissing on a wall. This is it's fucking weird. And he's not saying anything. He's just pissing on a wall and staring at
him. Oh, man.
I'm like,
well, points for that. There were a couple other trailers,
too. That there was a behind the scenes of that bat. It's, what the hell is it called? It's like the cars of Batman and stuff. Like, it has, what? I don't know what, I want to say Bat Buddies or something. But it has, like, the Batmobile, and he's, like, it's kind of like Cars, like, Steve McQueen thing, but it's, like, the Batmobile, and it's got a Joker-mobile, and, like, it's all the vehicles are, like, sentient.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, it's like some kind of cartoon. I don't know, but I think it's going to be, like, a cartoon show, not, like, a movie.
That's weird.
But they showed a picture of Batman, so Batman's in it, and I guess he's played by Ethan Hawke, which is just weird. I was like, what?
Oh. Interesting.
And there's like a Catwoman animated thing. I think it's a movie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I saw a little bit about that.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. But
no, me either.
I saw it after the fact.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of shit, though. I was like, for the most part, I'm on board with most of it. But
yeah.
Oh, and there was an Aquaman thing. Did you see that behind the scenes a little bit?
Nope. I missed that.
Very little.
Mm.
Well, they said they're going to turn it up to 11. I'm like,
oh boy,
11. Like, where the fuck was the first one at? I thought the first one was.
That was just a 2.
Like, I'm afraid to see what his idea of 11 is.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Like, oh, that might be way too much.
A whole army of drum beating octopuses. Well,
anything. Black Manta is back, so that's cool. I love the look of Black Manta. Even.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad they didn't really change it too much.
Yeah. What's weird is that Black Manta reminds me. Remember when we were kids, they had those Halloween costumes?
Yes. With the big inflatable heads.
Yeah, this big inflatable headpiece that you would just kind of strap on and.
Yes.
I can't remember what they had, but all I remember is that image of a big weird balloon thing on top of your head.
Yeah. I don't remember what they had either. Oh, the memories. All right. Well,
I thought it was cool at the time. Well, I want one of those, but they were kind of lame, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, they haven't. It's very
hard for me to stay on topic, dude.
They have fully inflatable Halloween costumes now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Nothing will ever beat your. What did you call it? I don't remember.
I can't say what I called it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. The one I just threw together in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we were going to a Halloween party or something. And I like stopped at the. All I know is I stopped at the. Like right before I went to the Halloween store, I bought a GIMP mask. So that was what I normally wear with a GIMP mask. And I just ran around like a gorilla for the first half an hour that I was there. Nobody even knew. I don't even know if anybody knew who I was. Because I didn't talk to anybody. I ran around like. And then you had a jester hat.
Did I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think you had a jester hat, like Chewbacca slippers.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were Chewbacca, but they were like big bear slippers or something.
Yeah. My wife had a Boston Bruins jersey that I wore backwards. I don't remember what I did.
It's stolen out of my car. Sorry.
What?
That got stolen out of my car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about
that. That's all right. Whatever. I don't remember what I had for pants. Probably just like sweatpants or pajama pants or something. But, But my favorite part of the costume. My favorite part. I took a McDonald's fry box and I put some string around it and I wore it around my neck. And I think I did. I have the headphones. I don't remember.
Yeah, you had like a headphone like plugged into it.
Yeah, because that was my radio. And then inside the fry box. Inside the fry box, I had the case for a Bobby Brown cassette. No cassette, just an empty case.
Yeah, just sitting there in the box and you're like... I think it was too high concept.
I think so. Oh, nobody understood it.
And that's what made it amazing. So I look like, if we walk in and you got that going on, I just got a GIMP mask on. And everybody's like, everybody's dressed up like real shit. And like, everybody's like, who the fuck? What the hell is that? What the hell is that? And why is that guy running around like a gorilla in a GIMP mask? Good times.
Good times. And we are never invited to another Halloween party again.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't think I don't remember our friends ever having like, oh, maybe we just weren't invited again. they like rented out. There was like a place rented out.
Yeah. I don't remember why.
Yeah, like it was a whole thing. And we were like, I never got a costume. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't either.
I don't even remember whose party it was.
I don't either. But I'm not like a big dress up guy anyway. I was like,
no, me either. Yeah. Really.
So like, I just bought what I didn't mean to buy a gimp mask. That's all I could find that was. It was like last minute. I'm like, fuck. So I remember in my trunk for the longest time, I had like, I had rope. And a gimp mask, and like if anybody went into my fucking trunk, they'd be like, "What the fuck's going on?" I had a gimp mask, a tire iron, and some rope.
Oh man, oh that hurts. Oh, that was good stuff.
I think I helped somebody move something like a bed. It might have been you, I don't know, but I had to like tie something down with the rope so it was in my truck.
Oh man. Anyway, so what the fuck geez, we were talking about Gotham Knights and shit. Wow. All right, well that's we started talking about super pets and shit
Yeah, I was just trying to remember the other shit.
All right, well, that's it for our trip to the. That's it for our trailers. So it's time for us to leave behind the old trailer park. And move on to our regular stories, which we only have a couple of. Really quick. One thing that was recently, I don't know if it was on Fandom or not, but one thing we recently found out is that Patty Jenkins says that Wonder Woman 3 is still in production. And hopefully.
Yay.
All right. Hopefully it will be more like the first film and less like Wonder Woman 1984, which was a movie.
What a colossal whiff that was, huh? Like, what the fuck?
I know, right? I mean, sure, there was a lot to
like. I'm like, is the same person make this? Or like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
Like, I only watched it once, but when I think back on it, I'm like, what the hell were they smoking, man?
Yeah. And
what happened?
I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah. There's so many just awful choices in that movie.
Yeah. I should watch it again, but I don't know.
Well, especially the whole thing with the way that Steve came back. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
I know. There's so many issues with that.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're kind of raping an innocent guy.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with it. You like took over his body and like, what? What is happening? I mean, I'm sure if he was aware, he'd be on board. But
that's true.
What? Yeah, I'm like, oh, Gail Gadot's gonna use me, my body for the horror.
Oh, okay.
That's so weird.
I know, right?
Like, how did that get past? Like, who? I can't imagine that's a real thing in a movie. It's so stupid.
Especially Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, but it's like, how did that get in, like past? You know, people are like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, like what?
Yeah,
that blows my mind. How much of a bad idea that is. Yeah. It's so stupid.
On so many levels. The guy
made wishes. He could do anything.
Yeah,
he could make anything happen. Like wish guy.
Me
and that's how it came about. I'm like,
Wisha. What is your wish?
I bought all those movies.
Did you?
There's like four of them.
There's four of them.
Yeah,
I was all set after the first one.
I don't think I. Yeah, but I remember it was hilarious.
Yes.
We went to see that in the theater. I wasn't supposed to be funny, but we were fucking dying. Like the old lady that was like, oh, I gotta take the flight. So she got to get on a plane, and then the next shot is just some flames. And
that shit was funny.
Oh, man, that was good stuff.
Yeah. See, that was part of the buy the shitty sequels. I was like, I have to buy all of it. I think it only made to the third one, though. I haven't seen the fourth one yet. I needed a break. Like, fuck.
I'm sure the sequels were every bit as good as the first one.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. It usually goes downhill from the first one. So it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Same, I bought all the Pumpkinhead sequels. I'm like, Pumpkinhead.
I still haven't seen that one.
The first one, you know.
Yeah.
Pumpkinhead. You never seen that?
I never seen Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. I haven't watched all those yet either. I can't bring myself to do it yet. But
yeah.
That's like I bought all the Howling sequels.
Oh, how many of those are there? Which was
kind of hard to find, actually. But, oh. There's quite a few.
Really?
I want to say 6 or 7, but I don't know.
Wow.
There might be more, actually. I don't know.
Holy shit.
I don't remember. Yeah, I saw a couple of those, and I was like, oh, fuck.
I think I've seen the first one. The first one's
really
one.
Good, but then I don't know what the hell's going on after that, but there's something about marsupials.
What?
And then there's one where my sister's a werewolf. Oh, all kinds of crazy shit's going on. And Christopher Lee is in this. I think that's my sister's a werewolf. I think he's in that one.
Wow.
Crazy. I was like, wow, what's going on?
Crazy.
And the lady from Police Academy, I can't remember her name, but the blonde.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in it, I think.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Sounds like it.
I don't know. I keep sidetracking us. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not used to having a conversation with a point. That's hard for me to grasp. That there's a
make our own points.
Yeah, like I'm not used to having a goal when speaking, other than probably making me look like a dumbass.
Well. Anyway, so yeah, Wonder Woman is still in the works. Woohoo! Wonder Woman 3. I don't know. That'll be interesting. Okay, moving
on.
Moving on.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
That one seems appropriate. Next up we have the Kevin Smith He-Man show, He-Man Revelations, that everybody absolutely loved.
Creeks are raving.
Which I liked. I didn't think it was too bad.
I was gonna say, I mean I get people's issues with it, but I didn't think it was terrible.
I get it, sure. But everybody will be glad to know that the part two of the series launches in November next month. And Kevin Smith promises there will be He-Man.
Yeah.
So
he should just stop. He cannot talk about it.
Yeah. Just let it come out and let people see it.
Well, one thing I saw something that they were talking about. Yeah, how it's like a title, an honorary title or something.
Mm.
And I guess who was the Teela's friend there that might have been her girlfriend, but we don't know. That lady.
Yeah. I don't remember her name either. Yeah.
But I heard something. They said that during her audition, she had to say the I have the power line or something. And I'm like, you're going to do that? Don't do that. Don't do it, man. That's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, if they want He-Man to be a viable fucking thing going forward, that they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, really.
Because you think people are mad now.
They'll be shitting but bricks.
Like, who the hell would want? I mean, regardless. I mean, even like, I'm not a huge He-Man fan, but if like they brought back something I liked and they're like, got rid of the thing that I liked and then replaced it with anybody or anything else, I'd be like, I don't want this shit.
Oh, you mean like the Transformers movies, the G.I. Joe movies, the. I could continue, but.
Yeah, but like, why would you like, oh, we're going to bring He-Man back, but actually, we're going to fucking kill him, like, at least 3 or 4 times, and then we're going to replace him with this girl that's not even a character she might have actually been in the comics or something. I think there is some kind of a history of her, but I don't think she was in the cartoon or anything. Like,
right,
I think
most people
are not going to be like, oh, I know that character, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that character's great. No, nobody.
So you're simply completely. Yeah, somebody completely out of left field that you're going to try to replace him with. I don't know if that is what's happening, but that's
I've heard hope shit. Not.
Like, that's such a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, it is. Such a bad idea.
It's horrible. But on the flip side, I heard that the other cartoon, that cartoon thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I heard that's pretty good.
Really? I'll have to check it out.
Interesting to me, but I guess people said I've been hearing good stuff about it.
Huh. Interesting. I might have to check it out.
So, like, yeah, I kind of want to check it out too. It looked kind of interesting. I mean, it was like, it didn't look like He-Man exactly.
Right, right.
But there was something. The animation was kind of cool, I remember thinking.
All right, well.
So, I don't know. Well, at least we'll finally get to see the end of it. And
yeah.
I don't
see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, so.
That's unfortunate, how the whole.
Yeah, I know.
I feel bad.
Yeah, me too.
We're all involved.
I don't know. I didn't, you know, like you said, I get what they were complaining about, but I didn't. I just saw it as part of the story, so.
Yeah, I'm like, let's see where it all goes before we start jumping on the, you know, pitchforks and.
Right. Let the story play out at least.
Yeah. But I think the main problem was that got out that what it was about. Or like it mainly focused on Tila and
right.
I guess Kevin Smith and whoever else were saying, oh, that's not true.
Yeah, right.
So they basically lied about it, and that's what made it worse.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you're right there. All right. Well,
but it's also the internet.
Yeah, because
there's no pleasing suck. Them. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's move on.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
So now we have some interesting news. Whether that's good or bad, I'll let you guys decide. But looks like we will definitely be seeing the character Adam Warlock joining the MCU, which is pretty fucking cool. I'm a big fan of Adam Warlock in the comics. So he will be appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and will be played by actor Will Poulter, who I barely know.
Yeah. Like, the stuff I do know him from, I'm like, what?
The only thing I've seen him in was the comedy We're the Millers.
Yeah. Oh, that's one thing I know him from.
Which?
He got a spider bite on his dick. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Which, I can't judge his portrayal of Adam Warlock on based on that, so.
And he was also one of the Chronicles of Narnia movies. The third one, I believe.
Which I didn't see. Did you see Midsommar? He was in that.
No, I haven't watched that yet.
I've heard that was interesting.
I want to, but like, I don't know. Yeah, it was like 3 hours, and I kind of found out what happens at the end, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. He was in the Maze Runner series, but I didn't see those, really.
I believe there was something that he was in that I liked him in, but I can't remember. I don't know. I feel like it's a weird choice, though. I haven't seen him recently, so I don't know if he's like, you know, a little older, and he looks more like...
Right.
Mannish.
Right, yeah.
Because he looked really, really young and, like, awkward and shit.
Yeah. Well, he was born in 1993. Jesus Christ, I fucking graduated high school in 92. This kid's fucking born in 93. Man. So that makes him...
Oh, he went to try to do math, huh?
Makes him almost 30, doesn't it? Yeah. Like 28 or something. Anyway, so...
Yep.
So Adam Warlock's coming. That's pretty cool. I wonder what role he'll play in the current MCU.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird because Gamora's gone, so that's gonna be odd to...
Yeah.
You're gonna keep forgetting that part.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, one of them's gone.
Yeah, that is weird. We'll see what happens with it. I'm kind of excited that we're finally getting Adam Warlock. Sure, it's a little late, but, you know.
Yeah, I know him a little bit, but I don't really know a hell of a lot about him. Other than he's pretty cool, I thought I gathered.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. What more do you need to know?
Why is he cool?
Well, so I have an article here that kind of tries to sum him up, so let's see what we got here.
Were you prepared?
Yes, because I had a feeling you might ask. So first of all, he's known as the Avatar of Life, which is interesting.
Well, sounds pretty lame so far. Wow me, motherfucker.
So his comic book origin is Adam Warlock was created by a group of scientists called the Enclave, and he was supposed to be the first of a race of perfect beings. But
sounds a little Hitlery. A little bit.
But then Adam escaped the Enclave and started traveling the universe, where he crossed paths with the High Evolutionary. And then Adam got the Soul Gem or Soul Stone, one of the Infinity Stones, which enhances his powers. So that's why I'm saying it's a little late, because he was directly connected to the Soul Gem, the Soul Stone, but that's all over with now, the Infinity stuff. So
yeah. Yeah, now it's in a desk and a Loki.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah. Adam Warlock was a big part of the Infinity Gauntlet comic book series, so and he even held the gauntlet at one point.
Yeah, they're a little late there on the game.
He actually in the comics helped to create the current Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Is a headline for you. Adam Warlock is a godlike being with immense cosmic powers. Because he was genetically created to be perfect, he's one of the universe's most powerful heroes. He's been able to wield the Infinity Gauntlet several times without harm. His many powers include superhuman strength, durability, speed, flight, telepathy, manipulation of cosmic energy, and even magic. He also has the ability to regenerate in a cocoon after he dies. So he's kind of basically an immortal.
Whoa.
Yes. But he does have some...
See, one thing that William... Oh, go ahead. No, I was going to say that William Poulter guy doesn't come across as genetically superior to me. Not against him, but I'm just like, that's a specimen of mankind right there. You
know? Right.
All right, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, though?
At one point, an evil duplicate of Adam was created called the Magus, who has the same powers as Adam.
Yeah, I remember something about that, actually.
Mm.
At least the visual of that.
Yeah, who's purple, like a purple version of Adam Warlock.
Yeah, like the solid white eyes or something.
Yes. And in the comics, Gamora had a sword called the God Slayer that could kill Adam. So basically, he's a really powerful character, but he was also very much associated with the Infinity Stones. So,
yeah, that's kind of weird.
So they're going to have a completely different angle on him now.
Which is going to be probably mostly comedic, I'm sure.
maybe not.
Well, picture, they're probably not going to go completely comic book accurate, but I'm just picturing that William Poulter guy as dressed as. And that's just a weird fucking image in my head.
With his skin painted gold, like. Because Adam Warlock has like golden skin.
He has like 80s hair.
Yeah. He has that 80s wall of hair.
Like, it just like what? I don't know. That's a weird image.
Yeah.
But it's cool. He's coming in at some point, though.
Yeah. I'm very interested in it, seeing him come into the MCU. So, all right. There you have it. So, let's move on, shall we?
And I thought my jokes were bad.
So I just have one quick final thing to bring up with you that I thought you might find interesting. Because recently I saw an ad for a new product coming out from Coca-Cola. And I don't know if you saw this, but Coke is now coming out with a version that is mixed with coffee.
Oh, man.
Now, as I recall, many, many moons ago, back when we used to hang out at Denny's after going to the bars, you once tried mixing Coke and coffee because they were two of your favorite things, did you not?
Yeah, I didn't do it at Denny's, though. I did it at one of our friends' houses.
Oh, was it? Why was I thinking it was at Denny's? Anyway, I know you did it once. You tried it once.
Because all I drank, well, other than whiskey at that time, whiskey, Coke, and black coffee. And I had coffee and Coke. And I was like, hey, those are my two favorite. Why did I put it together? It wasn't good. It tasted like bile, which was weird because it made me taste my own bile after. I was like, hey, oh, it was coming in and going out. I mean, I didn't get sick, but I felt like, I was like, oh, yeah. It met somewhere in the middle, and I was like, this is not good.
I remember you just couldn't get over how bad
it tasted. I'm sure I wasn't the first person to come up with that.
Yeah, probably not, considering it was two things you loved.
Yeah. Well, you know, like coffee, like black coffee especially, has that really, like, you know, the bitter fucking taste to it.
Right.
And then you carbonate that, and it's just like, oh, it wasn't good. So they're going to have a coffee flavor?
Yeah, they're going to have a coffee flavor.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's what I thought when I saw that. I was like, are you serious? Of course, the first thing it made me think of was when you tried it. So in the ad, it says, sips like a Coke, finishes like a coffee.
I don't know what that means.
Me either. But my question to you is, are you tempted to try it?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm sure that they you know, got the formula down better than I did, because I literally just black coffee and poured Coke into it. I'm sure it probably tastes better, but no.
I don't know. But anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that one, so I made a note of it.
Yeah, that was my eating crayon phase, too. I was not a phase, but I just did stupid shit to myself.
All right.
And crayons are not good. either.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny shit. But let us move on, shall we?
Okay.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
So that's actually it for our stories. So let's move on to the Keeper's recommendations. I do not have anything to recommend. What a surprise, eh? So I'll leave it up to you, my brother.
Well, I only have one thing, and that's for you all to fuck off. Joking. That's a trick. Now here's a treat. I have Godfall, which is a game that I play. Not Godfall. That is a game, but Greedfall.
Greedfall.
Which is a RPG type game that came out on originally on the last, you know, like PS4 and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the PS5 got like the definitive edition.
Mm.
So I guess it looks better and runs better, I guess.
Okay.
And there's some DLC like you get with it. I'm like, oh.
Right.
Yay. But I don't know. Like, it's weird. I got like Metroid was coming like the day after I started playing this. And I'm like, I was looking for something to play. And I'm like, why don't I get involved in a 40-hour RPG right now? That sounds good.
Sounds like a perfect idea.
Yeah. And it's weird. Like, it's not bad, but it's like a AA game, not a AAA, you know, like there's a lot of copy and paste, like they use a lot of the same assets for a lot of shit, like every town you go to, there's like the ruler, the governor or whatever, that area, his mansion or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're all exactly the same layout, and they have the same shit, and it's kind of like, oh, okay. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of cut corners. And it's weird, like it looks nice and looks like shit at the same time. It's very weird. like if you just stopped and looked, you're like, wow, it looks nice, but it also doesn't. And it's very weird. And the story is like, you're kind of like part of these like religious fanatic colonizers, and you kind of come to this island, and there's like the natives there. So it's kind of like the Birth of America, but in some kind of a fantasy land thing.
Okay.
Because the natives are like, they had like their own language and stuff, and whoever created the language and the names and like the way they talk, it's not good.
Really?
Like the way they talk is so weird and it's annoying. It's like, ugh. It's very strange. I can't tell how I feel about it. Like, it kind of checks some boxes for like an RPG thing, like, you know, like that I want to play, and I'm like, oh, but I'm kind of like hate playing it now. Like, I'm just trying to get through it as fast as I can. I have like 20 something hours into it, and I'm like, I'm not even listening to the story anymore unless it's like a really important part.
Right.
Anytime I talk to anybody, I'm like, yep, I'm just skipping all that shit. I'm like, I don't care. And another thing that sucks is that there's so much back and forth. Like this one mission I was just doing, it had me run all the way, like the governor place. You have to run up to the building, go in it, go upstairs, go into this grand hall here and talk to the dude. And then he sent me all the way back. I had to go upstairs, talk to this guy. The guy would send me all the way back to where I started. I go there, I talk to somebody, they made me go all the way fucking back to the governor thing. Like, I must have did that like four or five times, and I was gonna lose my shit. I was like, I can't. If I have to run in this building one more time, I'm burning it the fuck down. I don't have the capacity. I'm not capable of doing that in the game, but I'm like, I'm gonna find a way. I can't. It has a lot of that shit. Like, oh, you have to go talk to this guy, and then I talk to that guy, and I have to go all the way back to where I just was, talk to this other person, and then they send me all the way back across to where I just fucking was. I'm like, oh. Like, I fucking hate that. I mean, that happens in a lot of RPGs.
Yeah.
That's not an uncommon thing.
Right.
But they made it, like, really suck in here. And I'm like, oh, assholes.
Not cool.
I'm like, I hate it. But it's somewhat enjoyable at the same time. It's very weird. And then another thing, like every time I play one of these games, I always like they have all the land is broken up in like pretty big sections. So you have to like, you know, go to the one. And but my natural thing is I know where I have to go, but I want to explore and like just go around and do shit.
Right.
But they kind of, you kind of shouldn't do that because you're always going to hit a spot where you don't have a skill to get over this wall or you can't do something. So you're always going to hit dead ends or you go to places, you'll find that everybody's standing there, but you can't talk to any of them because the game doesn't want you to realize they're there yet. So you're like, it's weird. I just walked into like a village and everybody's just standing there staring at me like the fucking end of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I'm like, oh, hi. And I like go up and like nobody will talk to me. And I'm like, okay. And then like a couple hours later, I get a mission that sends me there and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what the So it's very weird because my natural instinct is just to go around and explore as much of the map as I can.
Right.
But they don't want you to do that. I'm like, but I need to. I can't help it.
Yeah, that kind
of... You see all these question marks on your map, and you're like, I'm going to go check that out. And you're like, oh, I guess I shouldn't. And the leveling system sucks because you have like three different layers of leveling things, but they don't level up each level. Like one of them's like five or six levels later. So to put, then you get like 1 point and you have to put in there and you're trying to do something. And it's like, oh, you need a level three. And I'm like, by the time I get level three in that, I'm going to at least be, you know, 10 hours into the game. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Mm. So that's annoying as well. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've heard mixed shit about this game and I can't say that it's a bad game, like completely.
Right.
But just so many little annoying things about it that just piss me off. And like the menu system for all your gear is so such a pain in the ass. Especially if you're trying to like put stuff on your companions, like that's a whole, it's just a fucking mess. And I'm like, it's just so irritating.
Wow.
I don't know. So I don't know what my recommendation it really is. I'm like, it's not terrible, but it takes patience. And well, another thing too, the combat kind of sucks. As you go along, it gets better. But when you first start playing it, you're like, oh, this isn't that good at all. And there's different layers. Like it can be more complex if you want it to be. But I'm kind of like, I don't got time for that shit, man. I'm just going to wail on this motherfucker and I just can't be bothered with all the menus and shit.
Well, I was going to say, is the story good at least? But you haven't really fully been paying attention to that.
Well, there's some kind of like a plague going around that you're trying to find a cure for. So it's kind of like the Black Plague, but it's weird. Like it has a lot of like, you know, when you're part of like, there's an Inquisition on the part that you're on the side that you're on, you're like royalty or something.
Mm.
But you found out that people, well, the natives seem to recognize you as one of their own. Mm. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then I just found out like there's this whole thing with the island that there actually is this whole story that I just found out that the powers that be are trying to keep under wraps because it totally throws their religious beliefs into complete chaos. Mm. But so I was kind of like, oh cool, I get to destroy a religion, yay. Like that's interesting to me, but
yeah, really,
you kind of don't do that. So I'm like, but you find out the truth behind the religion and you're like, and they're just trying to silence anybody that finds out about it. You're like, so there were some interesting elements. I mean, I don't want to ruin too much just in case anybody wants to play it, but
right,
I mean, it's been out for a while. But this is the PS5 version, so I haven't seen too much about that. I mean, it seems to run okay. It's a little, there is definitely some jank still.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the problem is that there's so many other things that I want to be playing that I think that's making me impatient with, too.
Because I'm just like, right.
Yeah, great, let's go. And, like, I just want to get through it as fast as I can now. So if I didn't have anything else to play, I probably would maybe be able to relax and enjoy it more. But
yeah, soak it in more.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not great, but it's definitely playable and not that terrible. But last night I was playing. Like, usually I don't talk or say anything when I'm playing, you know, mm-hmm. and I was literally just swearing at my TV. Like, you fucking, like, I was like, oh, this isn't good. That's just how annoyed I was at the game. I was like, you fucking piece of shit. So I might need a break if I don't.
Sure, sure, sure.
But yeah, Greedfall. Check it out today. If you feel so inclined.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well. All right. Is that is that all you have?
Yeah, that's a weird place to.
Okay. So moving on.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
To our final segment, which means, of course, that it's now time for Yes. And as I said at the beginning of the show, this week we did something a little different because we were going to originally watch Day of the Dead to continue on with the trilogy, as we have been. But we discovered that we had access to Halloween Kills on Peacock. So we decided, what the fuck? We might as well do that one, right? So we're going to be reviewing Halloween Kills. And before we start, this movie did just come out, so you might not have seen it yet. So,
oh, spoiler.
Why the fuck did it cut off? It's supposed to say,
oh, spoiler alert.
There we go. This is your spoiler alert. We are probably going to spoil some shit in this movie. So if you have seen it and you just want to hear our wonderful opinions of it, then cool. But if you have not seen it and don't want anything spoiled, then, you know, stop listening now. Come back when you've seen it. And, or, you know, skip to the end to get our final verdict. So, here we go. Halloween Kills came out in 2021. It was written by, they worded this weird. They start off by saying, of course, it's based on characters created by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. But it was also written by Scott Teams, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green. So this is the part of the big Danny Bride one that we have spoken about previously. And it was directed by David Gordon Green. And the movie stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Judy Greer, and a host of others. And the basic plot of the film is the saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode continues in the next thrilling chapter of the Halloween series. Wow, that told you absolutely jack shit about the movie. I mean, you get the basic idea, Michael Myers going around killing people and such. That's a direct continuation
from the last movie. So
yes, a direct continuation. Which reminded me that I probably should have rewatched it before watching this one because I forgot a couple things, but it all worked out after, you know, it all started coming back to me.
Yeah. So the one thing, there was a couple problems I had with the last one that this one kind of fixed for me.
Okay.
It's like, for example, the Dr. Sartain guy, I remember that. It was like his, Michael's doctor that like later put on the mask and like wasn't that whole shit, which I really didn't like in the last movie.
Right, yeah.
But, and another adjoining problem I had is that they were saying Michael, because now he's, and this time, it's like three timelines for Halloween movies. It's like their own multiverse.
Yeah.
And in this one, Michael is not related to Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Laurie Strode.
Right.
So they were saying that Michael just killed indiscriminately. He didn't really have a goal there.
Right.
But then in the last movie, they made it look like he's coming directly after Laurie. And I was like,
yeah,
well, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
And then the whole thing with his doctor, I'm like, well, what the fuck was that about? That was stupid. But then they said that the doctor was obsessed with the whole thing. And he actually, in this movie, they say he's the one that pointed Michael towards Laurie. Like, he wasn't, so Michael wouldn't
necessarily be
looking for her.
Yeah.
He just kind of, like, said, oh, there's that bitch I got away. There you go. So, you know, that kind of fixes that problem I had. I'm like, oh, okay. And the boyfriend in the first one, I was like, that motherfucker didn't die? I'm like, oh, okay, now we die. Right? So I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
So they get to check that box because he sucked.
Yeah.
And then they also left, oh, what's his name? The Officer Harkins character. Like, he looked like he was, the Dr. Sartain guy attacked him and, like, stabbed the shit out of him and, like, kind of left him for dead, but they never did a follow-up there. And now you can see that he was still alive in this one, and they bring him to the hospital.
Right.
You're like, oh, okay. Because they were just kind of like, I don't know, they just didn't follow up. He was supposed to be kind of an important character, and they just kind of like, oh, he's stabbed, and I'm assuming he's dead. And so it kind of fixes some things for the last one. But the last one I overall liked. Like, it was pretty straightforward.
I did too,
Michael killing motherfuckers. I'm like, okay, I like that.
Right.
That's good. Anytime Michael's killing motherfuckers, we're on the right page.
Right. Although, the word is that Halloween Kills has the most kills of any slasher film, but...
Yeah, I mean, he definitely killed a lot of people.
I mean,
you didn't necessarily see all of them, but...
Right.
It was pretty brutal. He definitely fucked some people up.
That's true.
But in this movie, there's so many... The problem I have with this movie, like, I don't hate it.
No.
I don't, like, I dislike as much as I like, so it kind of, like, cancels each other out.
Right.
So I don't know how I fucking feel about it. Like, they bring in, like, they try to bring in old characters from, like, the original movie.
Right.
So they have Nancy Stevens, who played Mary, and she was the nurse at the beginning of one, where Michael, like, pulls her out of the car and steals her car.
Yeah.
And they have, is it Kylie Richards, which is one of them housewives, you know, on those housewife shows?
Yeah.
I guess she's on there. But she plays Lindsay, which she was one of the kids that Laurie Strode was babysitting.
Right.
And then they brought back a character, Tommy Doyle, but they have Anthony Michael Hall playing him, which I'm like, whatever. But he wasn't in the original movie.
Right.
And they bring back Charles Cyphers, which he plays Sheriff Brackett, which his daughter, Annie, is one of the people that got killed in the original one. And they bring back a character that you see very briefly in the first movie, Lonnie Elam,
which
is played by Robert Longstreet, which is the guy that was in that Midnight Mass show I was talking about, the
drunk guy that
I liked. He was pretty good.
Yes, right.
I was like, oh, shit. So, well, what's weird is that they brought back these characters, but they did fuck all... them. Like, it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was going to be, you know, either make it to the next movie or there was going to be a point. And really, the only one that is still alive is the Lindsay character.
Yeah, right.
Because Marion gets taken out, Tommy Doyle gets taken out, the Sheriff Brackett gets taken out.
Yep.
And Lonnie gets taken out.
Yes.
So, I just find it weird. I'm like I like the concept of what they're going for, but like they didn't execute any of it well.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing where the town's like Tommy Doyle and the other survivors get together at a bar every year and they like, you know, just celebrate the people that were killed and, you know,
and the people that survived. Yeah.
And then they see on the news that they're like, oh, Michael Myers got loose and he's around. And they're like, oh, shit. They're like, well, no, we're done with this shit. We're going to fucking take him out. So they try to orchestrate, like, you know, a mob of people, to, you know, like, we're going to take, you know, take back our town. Evil dies tonight.
Yeah. That was.
But, yeah, like the idea of that, I'm I'm kind of behind there. I'm like, okay. And yeah. I kind of did that in one of the other movies, I think, four, or something. They sort of had that element. I don't know. It kind of blends together. But I think it was four. But see, that could have been cool, but they never showed, like, you know, they just showed the main people we were following. They never, like, if I saw, like, other people, you know, patrolling the streets and doing shit and, like.
Right.
It kind of would have sold that more.
Yeah.
It maybe had a moment where Michael was actually, like, the prey, you know, like.
Right.
Like, kind of played into it more. Like, he actually was, like, not that he was in danger of getting killed, but he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, that, like, the whole gang scene with the evil dies tonight was happening, like, separately from Mike Myers, because Mike Myers was off doing his own thing, killing people, while they were doing that bullshit, and it was like, what was the fucking point?
Yeah, he's like, well, I don't know if evil dies tonight, but this motherfucker sure does, because I just stabbed the shit out of him. And he dies tonight, and they die tonight. Evil looks like it's doing pretty well right now. Evil's like, Evil 11, Mob Zero. You guys haven't done shit.
Evil dies but tonight? Then, yeah, good luck with that.
People like Anthony Michael Hall, like, I thought he was going to be more of a, you know, like, they brought Anthony Michael Hall in, like, a known actor.
Right.
To play, like, you know, kind of an important, not an important role, but I mean, like a significant role in the Halloween lore.
Right.
Way. So I thought he was going to have more to do there, but no.
Nope. Not at all.
And then, well, another character that they brought back was the fucking Haddonfield Hospital, which was in the whole second, the original second movie took place in that whole hospital.
Mm.
But that one is not in this continuity, so it's confusing.
Yeah, weird.
But, like, Jamie Lee Curtis, like, you thought she was going to be out there and doing shit, but she wasn't.
No.
She was recovering from her wounds from the first movie. So she spent the whole time in the hospital, pretty much.
That's it.
And even though they said that two people, Michael Myers and another character, escaped from the bus.
Right.
So the mob does at one point where, when they're leaving the bar, when they decide that their evil dies tonight and shit, two of the characters go out to their car to leave. They're like, oh, there's a killer out there. We got to fucking go. And then they come out, and then there's a guy and his wife, and he's like, oh, I forgot part of my costume. I got to go back in. Just go to the car. And I'm like, well, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen any of these movies? And then she gets in the car, and there's a guy in the back seat, and they think it's Michael Myers. And they're like, oh, shit.
Right.
And then Tommy Doyle comes out with a bat, and he's trying to, like, provoke him, and the car takes off and crashes, and they're like, oh, Michael, you got away. But then it turns out, you find out it was the other guy.
Right.
The other escaped. So at a point later in the movie, Lori still thinks that Michael's directly after her, and all the people show up at the hospital because they think Michael's going there, right? Is that what happened?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so the whole mob's there, and the other escaped patient goes there because he's injured from the car crash, so he's like looking for help, and people see him, they go, is that Michael? And they're like the guy is a little dumpy.
Yeah,
it's definitely not Michael.
In what fucking universe would that be Mike Myers? Come on.
Yeah, and like, why would he just show up at the door like, hey, yeah, I'm putting all that mask away, I'm like, yeah, I'm over it,
yeah.
I'll just fuck guys, I'm good. I got a boo-boo now, a little help. So they're all like, there he is, get him. And then, you know, the mob mentality, everybody's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And, but see, the whole thing was coming to a crescendo to be like, you know, he gets, Lori's daughter helps him because she's like, that's not him. And nobody's listening to her. And she gets ahead of the mob and like finds him and she's like, I'll help you. I won't let them hurt you. And she locks him to this certain part of the hospital. So he's just standing there by himself, and the mob comes in on both sides of the doorways, just smashing the door in. And he's just like, freaking out. And then he like grabs a fire extinguisher and smashes out the window and jumps to his death to escape the mob, which was which they really like showed the shit out of that.
Yeah, they really did. I was surprised.
Damn. I kind of like that shot they had, though, because you could see his hands as he was falling to the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of an interesting.
That was, yeah.
Shot.
That was pretty interesting.
But then they're like, oh, fuck. And they're like, we're becoming the monster now. I'm like,
yeah.
No, You don't get. You didn't earn that. You can't. Yeah. I see what they're going for, but
right.
I'm like,
but yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't. You didn't do that. You didn't establish that well enough in your movie to be like
right
to try to have a reflective moment on like, oh no, we're the bad beat.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like we're the monsters.
What have we done?
I'm like, what? No.
What have you? We become?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
No.
Not today. Hey, you didn't get it. Sorry.
Exactly.
And then, oh man, I'm trying to think of just the issues I had. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like,
no, no, please go on. Continue.
See, my main problem with this movie is anytime anybody talked, like the script was so shitty.
Mm.
Like the way everything that anybody said, like all the mob, all the characters, I'm just like,
right.
Oh, like if I hear Evil Dies Tonight, I'm like, I can't. No. I don't want to hear it.
And by the way, it didn't.
No. And then they cut to, which this was cool, but they had Michael McDonald from Mad TV fame.
Yeah.
And his husband or whatever were living in the old Michael Myers home.
Right.
And that was kind of good to see them. Like, I liked that. There were like kids showed up to their house and were fucking with them. Yeah. We're kind of like fucking with them back. And
yeah, that was good.
Like overall, I liked the character, but the characters, but the, I mean, it was nice to see Michael McDonald. And I'm like, oh man, I don't want to see him get killed. I know he's going to die, but I'm yeah. like, I don't want to see it. So thankfully, they didn't actually make me watch him die because I'm like, oh, good.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. That's right.
No, I was like, oh, good. But like 70 to 80% of their dialogue was just calling each other Little John, Big John. I guess both their names were John. And the tall one was Little John and the little one was Big John. You're like, ha ha. But like at first it was funny, but then that was like most of the dialogue. Every
yeah.
time they talked to each other, they would just call each other Little John or Big John. And it was like started to annoy the shit.
Yeah, right. Like, I was like, okay, oh. We get it.
Yeah, like just stop. Like that's what anytime Michael Myers is fucking people up. The movie is doing okay.
Right.
Like the guy that's playing Michael Myers, well, let me see, James Jude Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think he does a fucking great job. Like his physicality and the way like he feels right to me. I mean, you know, he doesn't have a hell of a lot to do. But he's like anytime the movie's just doing that, like Michael's killing people. I'm like, cool. I'm enjoying all that. But anytime
and he had some,
anybody else is brought in,
that's he had some crazy kills too.
Yeah, he was fucking people up. And then it just like that Lonnie guy, his son was, which gets killed, which was the boyfriend of Laurie Strode's granddaughter,
right.
Allison. They team up together, Allison and Cameron and Lonnie, his dad. And at some point they find out that Laurie, he's not after Laurie. He's going home, back to his home.
Right.
So they decide to go there by themselves and...
Right.
Try to take him out. And this is after he's already killed Big John and Little John.
Right.
So they get there, and the dad, Lonnie, is like, okay, you guys stay here. I mean, first you're taking your kids with you, which is fucked up. I'm like, well, you know, why are you taking your children with you? Mm-hmm. To kill a fucking mass murderer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, stay in the car, you know, because he's obviously not, he's fucking superhuman or whatever the hell's going on.
Right.
So then... He goes in. I think they hear a gunshot or something. And then the son's like, I'm going in. And they both go in. And the son goes upstairs looking for him. And all of a sudden, blood starts dripping down. And he sees in the attic, his dad's like crushed in there somehow, which I don't know how the fuck he did that. But right when he notices it, Michael just flies out of a closet and starts stabbing the shit out of the boyfriend.
No, yeah.
And he really fucked the boyfriend up. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, he did.
But he did. Is there because he sucked all the good.
Fuck yeah. The funny thing is, so after he, you know, after he had attacked the boyfriend and Laurie Strode's granddaughter was like yelling at him, like, I'm here, come and get me, blah, blah, blah. And when Michael was walking down the stairs, I was like, he did exactly what I wanted him to do. Like, I'm like, oh, you're walking right by the kid's head. And he grabbed him and twisted his neck. And I was like, that was, I don't know why, but that was really satisfying for me.
Yeah. I thought he was going to rip his head off or something. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Right.
But he just fucking Steven Seagal'd him. And like, And it's like, okay, that works.
Yeah, I was like, yep, that's what I wanted to see. All right.
But then he starts going for the granddaughter, and they're fighting, and he's about to, she goes to stab him, or like, I think she did stab him, I don't know, but then he
took the knife. Yeah, I believe so.
And he turned it around, and he was going to stab her with it. And she just started saying, do it, do it.
Yeah.
And then you could see her looking over her shoulder, and her mom was there, and and they had like a Halloween display with a scarecrow that had like a pitchfork.
Yeah.
So the mom grabbed the pitchfork and stabbed fucking Michael with it right in his, you know, through his back and shit. So he was like, oh, fuck. And the daughter moves. And then she like curb stomps him on the stairs. But then like she pulls out the thing. And then just kind of like leaves them there. I'm like,
yeah,
that's the one thing that's frustrating about these movies is that, I know. Well, it's weird because they keep setting up scenarios where they could kill him, but you know that since the movie is about him, he's not going to die. Right. So they keep making the characters stupid so they can justify why they didn't just kill him right there. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I kept saying that. I'm like, why are you stopping? Just don't assume he's dead. Just keep going.
Yeah, but if she actually did kill him, then the movie would be over. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. So they keep exactly, putting
him in this situation that they can't fulfill. So it's just, it's kind of stupid to always do that. Because it's we know they're not going to follow through because there wouldn't be a fucking movie. And then there'll be a sequel coming, so we know that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So then she takes this mask off, and then she's like, he gets up, and she's like, well, I got your hood. Fucking... So he's like, oh, come take it, you know. So he chases her down the street, and it was really a trap so the mob could get in there and beat the shit out of him. And I'm like, okay, this is where that mob part's leading to. So they all get in there and start beating the piss out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first he grabs his mask because he found it on the ground. And when he grabbed it, all the headlights came on, and they were like, we got you now, motherfucker. So they start beating the shit out of him, and it looked like they, you know, killed him. And then I think it cuts to Lori talking about, oh, the more he kills, the stronger he is, and all this shit.
Yeah, that whole thing.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Like, what the hell did you... He only killed, like, 3 or 4 people or something in the original movie.
Yeah.
So, because all the other movies are erased, so, I mean, he's killed more people in this one day, because it's supposed to be still Halloween.
Right.
So it's like, he didn't really kill that many people. I mean, you know, 3 people, you know, that's bad. I mean, and people would definitely feel fucked up about it, but they made his legend like so crazy. I'm like, he only killed a few people.
And that confused me because I'm like, what are you trying to turn him into exactly?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're like trying to explain like how they can keep fucking him up and that he's still alive, but there isn't an explanation. That's what made the first movie good too, is that there wasn't an explanation. He just snapped and killed his sister, and then he went to a mental institution, and they tried to like fix him, and they found out he was just evil, and he just escaped and came home.
Right.
For what reason? What was he going to do? I have no idea. But he just killed people.
Doesn't matter.
Got in his way. And then at the end of the movie, they thought they killed him. They shot him. He went out a window, and they were like, "Oh, he's dead." And then when the last shot of the movie is, he's gone, and that's brilliant because you're like, "Oh shit! Like, what the fuck happens now?"
Right.
But then they try to answer that, and that's where they went wrong. It should have stopped at the one movie, and it would have been fucking brilliant. I mean, it is still good, but I mean, it's a great ending, but then you're like, oh, okay. But then you have like, we have so many movies of this guy, and you're trying to explain it. It's like, there isn't a way to explain it because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Other than he's a supernatural, because you shot him, you stabbed him, you did all kinds, you know, like he's had all kinds of shit done to him. There is no logical reason that he should still be coming. Unless it made me think of a good what-if scenario. I'm like, hey, what if Wolverine was a fucking serial killer?
Oh.
They should do that.
Interesting, yes.
That's the only way. Like, unless he has some regenerative quality like Wolverine does. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And Wolverine could do that. He has a mask and the built-in knife.
Yeah.
They made him like a Michael Myers or something.
That would be fucking
cool. That'd be interesting to see, like, a Halloween episode or something.
That would be. The other thing is, I felt like they were trying to add too much to his story, to his lore. And it felt like it was just getting too, like, not confusing, but just, like, too much, you know? Like,
Yeah, like just convoluted.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Convoluted.
Yeah, like this the movie when it's just Michael Myers just doing his thing, just walking along, killing motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Good. But then you have all this other element. The other half of the movie is trying to explain him and doing all this thing. And like, and he's like, that's cool. I'm just going to go over here and kill motherfuckers, though. So you guys figure all that shit out.
I'm going to be doing my thing over here.
Killing motherfuckers. He's like, cool. Okay, I'm just going to be over there. You got, yeah, I'm a real, oh, evil never dies. Evil dies tonight. That's cool. I'm just going to go stab people. So anytime he's doing his thing, the movie's good. The more they try to add to it, just makes it worse.
Right.
You're like, just don't.
Right.
And then they had to try to do the flashback thing. It was kind of cool that they went to 78. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They tried to like redo the sets and everything.
Right.
And the way it looked and stuff. And the Lonnie character, they actually, because he briefly appeared at the beginning of Halloween. Like, he bullied Tommy Doyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I don't even know if he got a name check in there. But this, Lonnie had an actual, like, encounter with Michael. And you're like, oh.
Mm.
But then they had the whole thing with Officer Hawkins where him and his partner cornered Michael in the home.
Yeah.
And Michael attacked his partner. And he was trying to get a clear shot on him. And he actually shot his partner, and that's how his partner died. And then, like, his superior covered it up. He's like, we'll change your gun out and say that he was trying to shoot Michael and he accidentally shot himself or whatever.
Right.
So Officer Hawkins has guilt. He's like, it's my fault, because it also shows, which was weird, they did like a deep fake
that.
Of Dr. Loomis,
which yeah.
was very weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it looked terrible, but the voice was kind of like, it was just weird.
I hated when
but then it showed up.
I hated that conversation that he and Laurie were having, where they were like, oh, it's my fault. No, it's my fault. You're like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but it's weird because they're like trying to like deepen the lore, but I'm like,
yeah, right.
Actually show what happens, but what kind of ruins the end of Halloween the original, because he disappeared.
Right.
And that was cool, because you're like, oh shit, like what the fuck's going on? Mm-hmm. It was a mysterious ending and it was cool. But this one shows, oh, he was, you know, he was caught down the street. Like, oh. Because they had to explain how he got into he's been in a mental institution for the last 40 years or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. So they show how he got captured. And then they showed that Dr. Loomis was going to just shoot him in the head and be done with it. And Officer Hawkins stopped him because he felt bad for him. He's like, he's just kind of a fucked up kid trapped into like a man's body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if we've seen anything from the Halloween movie so far, you could shoot him in the head and I don't think it's going to do much. So it, I don't know if it really could have ended it really.
Yeah.
Because actually, well, it's not canon now, but in Halloween 2, the original Halloween 2, he gets shot in both eye holes in his mask, and he can't see anything, and it's just blood coming down. He's like covering his eyes and he's just wildly like stabbing at shit. So I'm like, he got shot twice in the fucking head. He's like 50 Cent. He just keeps shooting that motherfucker. It doesn't matter. He's unstoppable. So I'm like, he blamed himself, and I'm like, I don't know if that's really a strong enough case. And I don't really know. It was cool to have the connection to the 78 thing. You know, it was cool to go back there for a minute.
Mm.
But I don't really feel like it really added very much to the overall story.
Yeah, like, not really.
Yeah, I was like, oh. But anyway, back to before, like, the mob catches up with him and they all start beating the shit out of him. And then, yeah, he just gets up after that and just kills all of them. The whole mob that
was there.
Tommy Doyle, Officer Brackett. He just killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
just slaughtered him.
Okay. Yeah, and then it leads back to Judy Greer, back to his Michael Myers home. And she's like, they're talking and everything, and she catches up with her daughter, and then she looks in the mirror and up in the window.
Because
they said that he just likes to look out his sister's window.
Yeah.
And they were like, we wonder why he always did that. Because one of the officers in the flashback actually knew him. He's like, oh yeah, I used to hang out with Michael Myers when I was a kid. Like, my mom had sent me to hang out with him. They said he always looked out his sister's window, and they were like, never knew why. They're like, we think that he did it just to see his reflection. Like, or I'm like, okay, but couldn't he do that in a fucking mirror? I don't know. Maybe. I'm like, you could do that anytime you wanted, really. You didn't really.
Yeah. really
a specific window to do that in, but so it was just weird. I'm like, okay, but then Judy Greer looks up and she sees like a little Michael Myers in his clown suit, like a weird reflection of that. Mm. And somehow she's like drawn to that and she goes up there, and then Michael comes out of left field and stabs the shit out of her, which I'm assuming he killed her.
And that's how it ends. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what? Yeah. Why? Like, it's just people doing stupid shit. And the dialogue was just, I thought the first one it was bad, but I don't know, like, it didn't bother me as much, but this one had so many more characters, and it was like, mm-hmm. everything anybody said was bad.
Like, all painfully bad.
Yeah. And it really just, because there is another one coming, so it felt like this movie didn't know what to do. They were like,
yeah,
we're just kind of spinning our wheels until we get to the last one, because
I felt that
we know
way
how
too.
It's going to end. We just didn't know. Yeah, like, it should be Halloween Kills time is what they should have fucking called it. They're like, it's like, we know how we wanted to start it, and we know how we want to end it, but the middle, we're like, oh, fuck, I know. Let's bring back some old people. Yeah. That's what they should have called it. Yep. Halloween Kills time.
Yep.
Until the inevitable. Well, they couldn't have Laurie Strode fight him again. I get that, because it's like, we're just going to do that in three movies.
Right.
Like, so, yeah, like, it just felt like they were just trying to get through this one so they could get to the end of the trilogy. But that's right. Not a way to make movies, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, I notice that a lot in movies, that they always hold back, or there's something they're planning in a sequel, but it's always that to the detriment of the movie you're watching now. And it's like,
right,
that's not how you do it.
Shouldn't be. No.
You don't make the movie suffer because you want to save some shit for the next one.
Mm.
Like, that's not how you do it. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Because if you don't put as much care into the one that people are currently watching, they're not going to give a fuck about the next one.
No shit, right?
It's very strange. But that's what it felt like. Like, they were just spinning their wheels mm-hmm. until the last one, where they could actually wrap it up. Because they're like, we could do some cool stuff, but we can't do too much cool stuff because we have to save it for the last one. Because we can't have this big conflict with, you know,
right.
play out, because then what are we going to do with the next one? We have to save all the big guns for the last one. So this one, we're just kind of like, let's look for him. Everybody's mad.
Yeah, and we'll just, you know, have him just, you know, killing people just randomly.
Yeah. See, that's what they should have just stuck with that. And tried to not get too much going on with other characters, because all of it failed, I felt. Mm,
yeah, I agree.
It added nothing.
Sadly, yes.
Like the mob thing, I mean, there's an inkling of an idea there, but it didn't really culminate into anything that made the, you know, story worthwhile.
No, yeah.
And you bring back all these characters, I'm like, for what? So they could just die?
Pretty much.
They didn't really do anything.
Yeah, they really didn't.
Oh, damn. I went off on a tirade on this one.
Yeah. It was good, though. It was good to hear. Well, I mean, is there anything else?
I had a lot of feelings about it. No, I'm sure we missed some stuff, but I'm like,
I'm sure. Yeah,
it's too much. But again, I didn't hate it. I kind of want to watch it again to, like, really solidify how I feel, but.
Right.
I'm definitely disappointed. I definitely
feel
like the first I found more enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree.
And the things I didn't like, they kind of answered, so it makes it a little better.
Mm.
It still isn't great, but
yeah, I also feel like this one added more questions as well.
Yeah, it fixed some problems and then added more.
Exactly.
So maybe the next one will fix some of these problems and then. But it's like, I don't know, like, I just feel like the writing is really weak.
Yeah, I do too.
Like the original Dr. Sartain thing, I'm assuming they probably meant to have him as like he was obsessed, and I mean they kind of went into that a little bit, but like, you need the next movie to explain why the connection with Laurie. Like, they just kind of say it, and you're like,
yeah,
okay, but I mean, it makes it better, but I'm like, that shouldn't have really been a question to begin with,
right?
Especially when in a movie you're establishing he has no motive. And then you're directly connecting him back to Laurie Strode again. It's like, well, you made a new timeline where he's not actively, they're not related, and he's not trying to kill her directly. But then you tried to make him kill her directly again. I'm like, well, why did you do that? And I don't know if I like the whole, the way they made Laurie, like her character, like in the first one, I was like, eh. It felt like too much, you know, like I get she was traumatized or whatever, but I'm like, it's been 40 years. I don't feel like it would be like, it felt like it was like, she was acting like it just happened like last week or like it was still as fresh as that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get if people are, you know, somebody's trying to kill you, I'm sure that's very traumatizing and will fuck you up, but they just made it, you know,
right.
So much.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, I don't know what we want to do here, ratings wise or whatever. It's
yeah. I don't know if I can really give it a number at this point.
Yeah, it's not our typical movie. So, I think we just say basically. I mean, for me, it would probably get an average score. Like you said, I didn't hate it, but it was not. I don't know. It wasn't great. It was disappointing in a lot of ways. But
yeah,
not horribly so.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I just, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it completely.
Mm.
I know I liked the last one more, and I know a lot of people had a problem with that one, but to me that felt like, I don't know. I think I was just happy to see a competent Halloween movie that I was pretty forgiving for the most part. I was like, okay, Michael Myers is killing people, and it's pretty good. And it's not, there's a couple parts that I don't like, but overall, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing too. The music. I mean, John Carpenter did the music in this, but none of it stood out to me at all. I don't remember. But the music in the last one was really good. Like, I remember, and it had a lot of the music cues from like the original Halloween, which I didn't notice too much in this one.
Mm.
It might have been there, but I don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a letdown a little bit. I was like,
yeah.
Oh. Because I really liked the music in the last one. In this one, it's not memorable to me. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, there's only one or two times where I really noticed it.
Yeah. But I would definitely, this is not a run out theater. I mean, this is a perfect watch at home, I feel like.
Right. For me. Yeah. Definitely. I'm glad we got to watch it at home basically for free.
Yeah, that would have added to the disappointment factor.
Yeah.
If I went to the movies.
Definitely. All right. Well,
anything. I still say check it out, you know, and
yeah, check it out.
Because people seem to be pretty split. Like, some people really love it and some people
just
hate it. And I'm in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, I'm in the middle too. So I would say see it, judge for yourself. Just go in, you know, go in with don't expect too much going in.
Yeah, I had my expectations pretty low, even though I liked the last one, but I was like, I'm not going to expect anything other than Michael Myers is killing people.
Mm.
That's all I was expecting. And I got that part, so.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Good. Yeah, right?
Yeah, even now, get to see comedian Lenny Clark get killed.
Oh, yeah, Lenny Clark. I was like, oh, shit. Lenny Clark.
Yeah, me too.
And Michael McDonald, that was cool to see him.
Yeah. There was a couple of interesting casting choices there, which I liked.
Yeah.
But there you have it, folks. You know, it's not as great as we were hoping, but it's not horrible. So,
oh, I realized one thing too with Michael McDonald, real quick, is that his last line in this movie was the same as the last line in Austin Powers, which was no.
Oh, really?
you remember in Austin Powers when he was driving the and he had the long no
the down steam the hall, roller, like, yeah.
No. But then you saw like the fucking steamroller was like, oh. He just yelled no the whole time, like no.
I wonder if that was on purpose or not.
Probably not, but
yeah, probably not.
I found a point like, hey, the last movie I saw him, and that was his last line too, was no.
All right, so there you have it, kids. There's our review of Halloween Kills. You know, hey,
time.
Yeah, Halloween Kills time. We'd always love to hear your opinions, you know, If you want to, you know, contact us on Twitter at KOTFR or whatever, email keepersofthefringe@gmail.com, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'd love to hear your thoughts. But I guess that
was something else I thought about. I won't get into it now. Let it go.
Okay. What's that?
No, it's not worth getting into.
Okay.
But there was one. I want to get into it real quick.
Okay.
The granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
She finds out the Dr. Sartain thing and realizes that Michael is not after Lori.
Right, right.
But she never tells her that. So.
Oh yeah.
She keeps thinking that he's coming to the hospital
right.
to kill her. Like, he's going to come here and, you know.
Right.
But I'm like, why didn't you just tell her what was going on and then they would have known?
Yeah.
She could have, I think, at some point, or pass it on to somebody else. But yeah, that's just too much. Never mind.
All right. Well, now, if there's nothing else, we will. Nope. We will sign off. And so that means we want to thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. We won't be sending Michael Myers after your ass. And of course, as always, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe and, in the immortal words of Eric Cartman.
Great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And evil dies tonight.
But Carmen, we're trying to... screw you guys.
Bitches.
We like movies.
That's a good start.